Tonight through Wednesday night, PBS is presenting the latest documentary series by one of its most prolific contributors. The series is titled Healing and the Mind with Bill Moyers, and it's about alternative medicines and medical treatments. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
In the first hour of Healing and the Mind, Bill Moyers takes us to China and into an operating room where Eastern and Western medicines are meeting. A female patient is having brain surgery, and the surgery itself is being done with what we consider traditional methods. But instead of being put to sleep, she's being given acupuncture. So she's awake during the surgery, a fact that really amazes Moyers.
I just looked into her brain and saw the tumor, and she's talking to you.
They've opened her skull. She has no pain. And they've used less than half the drugs we'd use in the West.
This is Bill Moyers taking his credibility and going out on a limb, a Shirley MacLaine kind of limb. In the first hour of Healing in the Mind, he checks out herbs made of dried geckos. He watches a martial arts master who appears to be able to stop and throw opponents using only his mind. And he visits doctors who treat tumors with massage. The remaining hours of Healing in the Mind take place in the United States, but explore other avenues of alternative medical treatment. Everything from placebos to meditation is covered here, in enough depth to really do them justice. The third episode, for example, is devoted in part to a stress therapy clinic for patients with chronic pain. We see their progress over a space of 2 months, and at the final session, with Moyers in attendance, we hear how even the most skeptical patients have felt a difference after their exercises with meditation.
Two people this week asked my wife, hey, what's with Danny?
Your friends are starting to ask your wife?
Yeah, well, they didn't say it to me. Well, no, it wasn't my friend, it was my mother-in-law.
Oh.
Boy, he's awful nice and talkative all of a sudden now. And I started laughing. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't notice that. I says, well, there's nothing with me.
The first hour of Healing in the Mind made me think, the second made me wonder, the third made me cry, and the rest had me spellbound. There was no reason for anybody, even Moyers, to expect he could duplicate the excellence or impact of his televised talks with Joseph Campbell. But he has. And each episode of Healing in the Mind relies on one or more medical experts to take him, and us, through these physiological and spiritual explorations. Put it this way. It's no surprise that Moyers is taking a 6-month sabbatical now that Healing in the Mind is being shown on PBS. It just means that when he was talking to all these people about what was really important in life and how to find his true center and stuff, he was also listening.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.